Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Director of Crossroads of Pella, Jim Hibma, joins us on today's program to preview the return of the in-person Klompen Classic.
Well, Jim, it's hard to believe, but it's been a year since we didn't have the Klompen Classic, at least due to COVID-19 in the traditional sense. But this year, to a limited extent, we are coming back together. First of all, what does it mean to be bringing back the signature event that kicks off Tulip Time and gets so many people excited, not only about being outdoors, but raising money for a good cause?
Well, it's really good for us. I mean, we really kind of need it in the sense of the organization, but it's just like we're like everybody else. It's just good to have an event. It's good to look forward to an event, and hopefully it'll be a great night, weather great, and all that kind of stuff that we're going to do. Of course, we've made some changes. So one of the things we've done is that we've changed the route. We're starting west first and going up and down Main Street, so you'll have to go to the webpage to look at the map. But we've also instituted some COVID-19 protocols so that we can make it as safe as possible. So as you register, you will be able to check off that you accept the conditions, both what we're trying to do and then the athlete's responsibility. So, one of the things is everyone should wear a mask except when they're on the racetrack, the race course. We'll have stations set up. There'll be no congregating of people, so there'll be no award ceremony. Everybody's going to be expected to register online. So there'll be no paper. So we're trying to reduce the number of touches as possible. One of the reasons we've changed the race route is that we've reduced the number of corners by half. So fewer volunteers, all those kinds of stuff. So we've kind of thought about all those things, but you're asked to sign off on the athlete responsibility on the webpage as you register for the race. We are having a kids classic at 5:30, which is in the same location on West First. They're going to meet there and then run down Union. The race will finish in front of the community center, so it'll be set up there. We're still close to downtown. We'll still run downtown. We'll still have all those kinds of experiences. But the idea is that how can we, you know, do this as safe as possible and still get it done? We're going to have chip timing starts, so that it doesn't really matter where you are in a crowd. As soon as you cross the start line, your computer time will start. So you can be way back in the pack and still win the race. That's that kind of a thing. So we're going to try to get people six at a time to start. We'll have that kind of staggered starting. And then what we'll do is that they estimate it's going to take about 15 minutes to get everybody through. So anyway, that's kind of encouraging.
So all those things, and the reason why you wanted to bring this back was obviously to have that signature event, but also for what you're doing at Crossroads, and it's been quite the year, I'm sure, for you in your organization and trying to help people in so many different ways. And talk a little bit about that, how this past year has gone and why it was important to bring the signature event back.
Well, part of the what Crossroads, just like every organization, had some anxiety about what we were going to do if everything was shutting down, but we were able to adapt fairly quickly. We help people get masks. We help people get hand sanitizers. We did 12,000 masks. But also we found out that we could help all the shut-ins in the nursing homes. So we had about 50 people step up to help run grocery errands, those kinds of stuff. That's continuing. And we've just kind of followed the need as it arose in the past year to try to find some help. So one of the issues is that the Klompen Classic is really not about the new route. It's not about the T-shirt. It's about encouraging 40 single moms to keep pushing forward. And we've done that in a variety of ways. It's about delivering groceries and care baskets and company to many lonely seniors in quarantine. That's a whole new group of people. I mean, usually we're so family-oriented, but if your family's out of town and you're quarantined and can't get out of the building, how do you help them? It's about helping two little girls navigate the struggles of having a divorced mom and dad. It's about supporting each other however we can. And ultimately, it's about crossing the finish line to help others. So Crossroads is really about those kinds of things, and the Klompen Classic helps us do those things.
So much of this year still is online. So for folks who want to know about the route, those who want to register, those who maybe want to take a step up and make a donation or contribution to Crossroads, what are the ways they can do that, and how's your website a resource for that?
Well, I tell you, we've just updated the website. We think it's pretty cool. So go to the webpage, www.crossroadspella.org, and look at what we're doing. And then on there, there's donate options. So you can donate online. You know, of course, more donations have come that way than almost checks this year, which is kind of an interesting trend. So we have a lot of kind of things that we've done and changed, but all those has been pretty good. I mean, we're pretty happy with them. So the idea is that we're all still adjusting, and we're probably going to have to adjust for at least through the summer. I don't know when all this stops, but, you know, we're trying to do what we can. So I think that Iowa right now has a pretty low positivity rate, which is really great because we've done masking and all those kinds of things. So keep it up, folks. We need to keep doing this.
Find out how to sign up for the Klompen Classic 5K on Wednesday, May 5th at KNIAKBurlesque.com. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKBurlesque.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.